This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, this is Arvind Yuvaraj, and we are about to get very geeky on today's Open for Business. So a couple of weeks ago, we got an email about something called Unity Macroverse. It's a series of sci-fi comic books about Malaysia in an alternate timeline. The project itself is a part of the Andaman Group's community initiative, and it's powered by creative people from all over the country. So at this point, the email is hitting all the proper keywords, right? It's saying alternate timeline, multiverses, sci-fi, like, guys, you know, you had me at comic books, but what really got to me, what really interested me is how Unity Macroverse, or the guys behind the project, run it as a business. So think about that for a second. Sci-fi comic books and toys, like proper 3D printed toys of futuristic spaceships, stuff that you could see coming out of movies like Alien, all made by Malaysians, about Malaysians, for Malaysians. So I reached out to Azlan Tahir and Adli Arifin, the creators of this interesting little IP, who are joining us in the studio right now. So guys, I've kind of explained what Unity Macroverse is, but I think I'll let you guys expand on that because on the surface, it looks like comic books and merchandise. But in your pitch, you said it's so much more than that, right?
Okay, in a nutshell, Unity Macroverse is actually a demand aggregation platform. What it means is that we compile demand from the market, identify the requirements to fulfill the demand, and work within our community which we are comfortable with to create the product. So in this case, it's science fiction.
Yeah.
It's right. Storytelling, world building, science fiction themed, and all the merchandise that goes towards it. Because that is the requirement we picked up from the demand entities we've seen outside the market.
So basically, you're using it as a call to action for the local creative community.
Yes, it is. Because we've noticed throughout our activity in other areas, the creative community currently, we want to show them the ability to generate additional revenue from different sources. Mm-hmm. So one of which is the thing that we're currently doing now. Well, it's not just pure comics. We've got merchandising. There's a lot of other stuff that we've incorporated into our platform. So the support has been overwhelming, actually, from the supply side, which is the community.
Yeah.
So to the point now that we have like 5-6 stories backlogged and we have enough stories to last us till probably June next year.
Yep.
Yeah. Just part one of the main arc.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's really, really massive.
Yep.
Is that the gap in the market? Were there other gaps in the market that you were trying to fill with Unity Macroverse?
That was one of it. But the major gap we wanted to undertake was we wanted to see, storytelling is about hope. And we are in a situation now where, and I'm not saying we're hopeless, but there are lots of issues that we need to address.
Mm-hmm.
And hope is one of the antidotes we saw that could help fulfill that. So people need an escape. So one of the things we saw was that if we created a story that could generate hope, that could be a potential market area which we can supply.
Yeah.
So one of the easiest way to do it was storytelling. And most of the things that we've seen, especially in the market, the genre that we've seen in the market are mostly, you know, anime stuff,
Yucca
stuff.
Yeah.
So we said, okay, let's have a look at sci-fi, hard sci-fi, which is what we both grew up on.
We're both passionate about that.
You know, I have 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk about Star Trek and stuff like that, 2001 Space Odyssey, that kind of thing, mm-hmm. and the books that were available back then. So we told ourselves, let's do this world-building thing with those kind of sci-fi. And the intention has always been to not lower the bar.
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep the bar high because we want people to be able to come to the level where they can enjoy the stories that we had. That's why all our stories are in English.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a reason for that.
Yeah.
You know, we want to reach out beyond Malaysian shores.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been getting a lot of inquiries from some of the region, Singapore, for example.
Nice.
Indonesia as well. But we've always felt the need to build a stronger base domestically.
Yes.
Before we start looking externally.
Okay, so speaking about influences and stuff, you know, tell me about your guys' influences. Like what influenced you? What made you make these comic books? Like, what did you watch growing up that sort of found its way into Unity Macroverse?
Okay. Those are just the background to the actual story that we want to create. But local social commentary must be added into the story so that you need to have social context. You can't just put in Star Trek, you can't just put in 2001 without having some form of connectivity to the local audience. It's back to demand, back to the customers. What is it that you're actually looking for? And like I told you earlier, one of the things that we saw is because stories require hope, therefore it needs to tie back to the domestic social commentary stuff. And a big issue that's coming up throughout is questions about unity. Hence the name Unity. And we told ourselves, current situation does not allow us to create the kind of thing that we want to create in the future. So what we did then was we went backwards, we tweaked history a bit. So we created an alternate universe to say, hey, look, all we need to do is to come together. There are many things we can achieve together. That's why we did Unity. And you'd be surprised, the kind of support that we get cuts across all our all races here.
All demographics.
Yes, it does.
That's the intention anyway.
That has always been the intention. And throughout the story that we create, there are lots of sprinkling of social commentaries in there as well.
What about you, Adli? Like, what kinds of, where do you draw inspiration from, and what kind of messages do you think are in the stories themselves?
Well, I think what Azla mentioned just now, that there are hints of potentially race-related so-called issues, but they're actually not an issue in a microverse. Expanding on what Azla mentioned just now about local Malaysians, or in our case, Malayans, the crew of the main starship actually comprises of other Asians as well. You have a Japanese engineer, you have an Indonesian counselor, Indonesian counselor. You have a Korean tactician. So as I was mentioning just now, the intention is to go regional. In terms of inspiration, well, personally, I'm more of a Star Wars fan, but the way I see it, Star Wars is more fantasy rather than sci-fi. So the fantasy part, we don't actually include it here. So we're trying to focus it more on the science part. Even if you're talking about theoretical sciences, things which have not been proven, but, you know, there are hints that this is happening, you know. We have included that inside our universe as well. You know, and although there's a lot of fun element, we try to limit that. We want to make it believable.
What we're trying to avoid is, because some of the stories we get come from the community themselves. We try desperately to avoid people coming to us and say, look, I want to do a superhero story. I mean, you know, if it's grounded in fact, fine. We'll go with it. But if not, we try not to. We want people to think.
What kinds of collaborations have you gotten from the community, like, so far? Like who else has worked on Unity Macroverse?
Plenty. We've got a whole list of, we have 8 publications now, comprising of 7 titles and 1 compilation. You have, each one has a different illustrator, different colorist. You have people doing 3D design for the vehicles. Different designers actually doing that. You have different people printing the objects as collectible models, action figures, etc. You have people working on live action role play game. We're actually evolving out tabletop game, 2 types, one live action role play and one basic board game based on Unity Microverse. And you have different people with expertise in those areas doing that. But again, it's based on skills rather than qualification. So you can have an accountant who happens to love playing tabletop games. Let him handle it. But again, the story is the driving force for the whole program.
You know, when we first launched our first title, we were a bit concerned because a lot of them were complaining, too many words. So I said, let's go with it. And the surprising feedback we got from customers were, especially the older generations, the 40s and above, they come to us and say, no, I want to buy this because I want to force my kids to read. Not so much look at pictures. The pictures are an advantage, but the key is to get them to read. We get a lot of customers like that, right?
Yeah, quite a few.
Okay, you know, since we're talking about that, about story, let's talk about story a bit. Like, you know, what is Unity Macroverse about? Without giving any spoilers.
Okay, there are few major factors that creates the universe. The first one is, we say the treasure ship was not destroyed in the 13th century.
The Chinese fleet.
All the way back then.
Chinese fleet continues.
Yep.
And the overseas Chinese settlements in Malacca thrived.
Yeah.
And we say, and another one of our history, we in the history we say that the Imperial China back then was so self-sufficient and strong, and they managed to stave off the Mongols attacking from the north.
Mm-hmm.
So they had enough funds in the treasury to continue funding the fleet.
Yeah.
Very self-assured, because you started the fleet started going to Africa, started going to Europe and all that. There was no necessity for missionaries coming to the east. So therefore, technology breakthroughs and technology discoveries is kept within the boundary of China. So as you go along, then suddenly you realize many, many things change because of that.
Yeah.
And because you are dominant, so Eastern culture becomes the dominant culture globally.
You flipped it.
Yes,
yeah, we flipped it around.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Capitalism doesn't work.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because Eastern culture talks about family hierarchical structure. Mm-hmm. That means family unit is important.
Dynasties.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Communities. Yeah.
Yes, communities. Yeah. The needs of the many. Sorry, this is a quote from Star Trek. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one.
It's a good quote.
It is.
Yeah. So because of that, communalism becomes the dominant.
Globally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Capitalism has issues. Corporate social responsibility is an afterthought. Mm-hmm. Pursuit of profit becomes their major determinant in the kind that they do at the expense of the planet, at the expense of communities here. So we say it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So what we did was, as we went along our historical alternate timeline, we made capitalism rogue. So East Asian economic grouping, which our previous PM wanted to, becomes a reality.
Previous and current PM, kan?
Because Japan and Korea are not beholden to the US.
In our alternate universe. So things just happen. Asia just, happens.
Yep. Asia just happens. The grouping in Asia becomes strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. We'll talk more about the business of comic books, social messages, and creative community empowerment after the short break. BFM 89.9.
Books, figurines, movies. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Unity Macroverse, a series of comic books about an alternate reality, space age Malaysia, is what we are talking about on today's Open for Business. I'm Arvin Yuvaraj, and I'm joined by creators Azlan and Adli.
He calls me a warmonger because I like writing stuff about war. So one of the things we've created is this unit called the Malayan Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually modeled after our regiment ranger Diraja, the one that started in Sarawak by Iban Trekkers. So we have the same thing, but we tweaked it a bit to say it started up north in the 50s. So these Malay Rangers are still around in the 23rd century, but they move around with mechanized ground assault vehicles and stuff like that. But they're all Malaysian.
Okay.
All this context, Malayans.
Yeah.
Because as Aslan was mentioning just now, China is being dominant, Asian values being dominant. And because of our relationship, Malaya back then with China, they intermarried with the locals. You have your Baba Nyonya, your Peranakan.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the reason why Malaya is very central to the whole story.
So you would have, like rangers in Malay, in our real Malaysia. You have the Ulu Tiram camp in Johor. We have the same Ulu Tiram camp, but it's in an asteroid. Mm-hmm. And there is
the sci-fi comes in.
And there's this huge structure in between Mars and Earth, which we call the Canton Trade Hub. So in our history, we have it too, but it's just in the 23rd century.
Yeah, and it's out in space.
So that's how we tweaked it.
So how long do you think the stories can go for? Do you have an endpoint in mind, or are you willing to just, go on as long as the stories permit?
It's community.
Yeah.
They are now driving the story.
Yeah.
It's up to them.
That's up to them. We just lay the canvas. We say, this is the big picture. This is part one. That's where we need to go. You guys fill it up. So we've got guys wanting to create history from the 12th and 13th century, 17th century.
Prequels.
Yes.
Yeah, there's so much room for even backstories.
Yes.
So much. Yeah, so
and
much
we even had guys who did radio plays for us.
Mm.
Nice.
And it's broadcasted on our FB page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And where we get local micro business owners who actually sponsor these radio plays.
Oh,
and these
nice.
Are, you have your NPCs.
Yep, yep.
So you got these NPCs talking on board the spacecraft on the way to one of the missions and stuff like that. So it just pushes the story forward.
Mm-hmm.
So we also got guys coming out with video. It's really raw because it comes from the community. Talking about one of the characters we've developed. Stuff like that. Short ones.
Yeah.
So these again are all sponsored and advertised by those that want to
supported
in.
By the
community. Supported by the community.
Yeah. Correct.
Especially the micro businesses.
Yes.
You're not. Yeah.
We touch a lot
with micro businesses. Yep. So we help them out a lot. We are the ones who allow them to advertise in our comics. We mm-hmm. push a lot of services out, actually.
Speaking of micro businesses, what's the revenue like? Like, what is the business model for you guys? Because obviously, there needs to be some money coming in to sustain Unity Macroverse. So how do you guys make money?
We sell comics. We sell comics. We sell sponsorships. We mm-hmm. sell advertising. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We sell merchandise.
Advertising in the comics?
In the comics, yeah. Yes.
In the comics, we sell... Okay, there's one thing that we did in our Ranger story. Mm-hmm. Most of the characters in the Rangers are actually true people. Real people.
Yeah, based on real people, yeah.
So they actually pay us to create characters in our universe.
Like commissions?
Yeah. Yes. Something like that, yeah. That's what we do.
Okay.
So there's a lot of product placements in our comics as well. Yeah. What we try to do with Unity is we try not to do verticals mm-hmm. or pigeonhole revenue sources.
Yeah.
To us, it's totality.
But the question is it, you know, knowing the creative sort of field and the creative industry locally, is it enough, the sales, the advertising that goes into Unity Macroverse?
Oh, very sufficient.
Yes?
Yeah, because we don't come from that, from this industry. Yeah, mm-hmm. We come from a different industry.
I want to touch on that as well, because you guys are in the Andaman group itself. Yeah. Unity Macroverse is part of your community project, the yeah. latest offering. Mm-hmm. So what is the community project all about? Like what does that do?
We've always been involved in communities.
Yeah.
Even when we first started doing stuff on our own. We actually come from the corporate sector.
Mm-hmm.
20, 30 years experience in the corporate sector. We came out and we said, look, let's try to do something which we really like and we want to reach out to communities we're trying to do. And we've done that before.
Yeah.
We've helped small businesses. We actually helped them to bring all the stuff that we used to learn to get them to understand demand is important. Understanding yeah. market is important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Packaging and listening to what the market wants is what drives your business.
Yeah, not much
creating
product.
A product and saying, my product is fantastic, nobody's going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So we see a lot of that from guys who run Roti John stalls in Malacca to people who run campsites in Negeri Sembilan,
yeah.
those are all our customers. Yeah. Those are all our clients back then.
I see. Yeah.
So it grew from there because we understood their needs, we understood what they were looking for, and we're not so much into this funding and grant stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're very much into bootstrapping.
Mm-hmm.
So we tell them whatever you generate, plug back into your business and grow organically.
Yeah.
Because that's how you retain your customers.
Which is very interesting because a lot of people will say that even if you bootstrap, there will come a time when you need to look for funding, investors, look for other people to get equity in your company and stuff. But you guys have a very sort of, what's the word for it, like a natural model. You have the Unity Macroverse, you have the merchandise associated with the, like mm-hmm. the toys that mm-hmm. you said you use digital printers to print out, and you sell those. And organically, the money that comes in from these products goes back into the yep. community and that's goes right. back into printing more
yes,
stories.
It yes, right. yes, it does. Mm. Yes, mm. it does. Because before we start on anything, Adil and I will sit down because it's about clarity of thought. When you're going to do business, you need to be clear on the purpose of doing the business. Mm-hmm. In our case, it's fairly simple. It's to earn income. That's it.
Yeah.
It's not about building an empire.
Uh-huh. There's no big multi-million exit strategy
none.
At the end.
None. So there's no IPO or nothing. It's just to ensure we have enough food on the table to feed our families. That's yep. what it's all about.
Quite simple, actually.
So that is the philosophy we roll out to most people who participate with us.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to pigeonhole people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you do graphic design, therefore we only need... No. That's why it's skill-based.
Yeah.
Interest. Skill yeah. is always based on interest. I like yeah. something, therefore that's my skill.
It's your
yeah.
passion.
Yeah. yeah. If you can make money for it, why not? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that why you focus on the sort of like the geek communities, the sort of sci-fi communities? I know you also do some work with the local Star Wars fan club.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that why you focus on them as well? Because they need platforms like this to thrive?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true.
Absolutely.
And we also do work for MCOT Mall as well.
Yeah,
they are also our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do a lot of community marketing for them too.
Yeah,
so it's a natural progression into something which we are comfortable with.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, it's all about earning revenue.
Yep,
that's what we tell everybody. You know, throw away the fluff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's define why you're actually doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they say, yeah, you're right. Like, it's actually earning revenue. Yes, that's what it's all about. If a customer wants a Proton Saga, give a Proton Saga. Don't give a Rolls Royce because yeah. the guy comes back and says, okay, I want Rolls Royce. What are you going to do? Space Shuttle. It's customer deadlines yeah. are the most important thing.
Supply meeting demand, simple.
Yeah, simple.
Keep it simple.
We try to keep it simple.
Yeah.
So going to the, you know, the going back to the start a bit, I didn't ask you about how you guys got started in the very beginning, because, you know, making a comic book series isn't exactly that easy. You know, how do you look for, like, you know, looking for someone to draw it, to make the comics itself, even just coming up with the base story. How did that happen? Like, how did it start?
Base story.
Very interesting. Well, actually, the base story came from one of our interns. We were actually working on other clients for other areas of business, obviously not making comics. So he came up to us, boss, I have this simple outline for a story. Do you think it can work? It was just like bullet points, scribbles on two sheets of paper. So we took it back and took a look. Okay, let's add on to this. Let's add a script, some characters, some character names, and it moved from there.
It grew from there. And then we told ourselves, all right, let's get an illustrator. We don't want illustrators to drive the story. Yeah. We want the story to drive the illustrator.
Yeah.
So then, he always complains about this to me. Why do you draw stick figures? I said, because I'm not an illustrator. So we started with stick figures. We started a lot of narrative on the stick figures. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we gave it to the illustrator. Here, illustrate this.
Yeah. Again, it was using the community approach.
Yep.
So Facebook, hey, anyone can do this or not? So we opened it up that way. Then people started, well, not to say bidding for it, but yeah, they were like, okay, let's evaluate a few options. So we chose one and started with that first.
They could see what we were trying to achieve because we made it very descriptive in our write-up. All I need you to do, these are the parameters.
Yeah.
Work within the parameters. That's why you notice one character is different from the other, even though they are the same ones.
Yeah, in different episodes.
You know what I mean?
Different issues.
Because the intention is story is paramount.
Different versions of the same person.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah,
we'll need to take a quick break, but we'll continue chatting about the creative community, comic books, and the business of running a creative project here in Malaysia with Adli and Azlan of Unity Macroverse. Open for business, BFM 89.9.
But films, man. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9. We are joined today by Adli and Azlan, who are the people behind a very cool sci-fi comic book project called Unity Macroverse that also acts as a platform for local and even regional creative minds. I want to talk about marketing a bit because, you know, part of the process is you know, spreading awareness about this project, letting people know about this project. So how are you creating awareness for this, for Unity Macroverse? Like, how are you marketing it to the local sci-fi community?
I think the first thing was we were part of the community.
Yeah.
That was it.
So we just went back into the various communities that we're part of.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, we got this. And those from the community who were involved, they were also our agents.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I drew this. Hey, I painted this. I built this. So it spreads that way.
Yep.
Because we use we collaborate with many different communities at once. So it works there. Then, of course, the fastest way to get things around is through social media. But we realized that for marketing our products, we need to be on the ground to explain. So that's where our physical appearances at places like MCOT Mall on weekends and all these events, that's where you can really see people latching on.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we knew.
Yeah.
Because before this, a lot of it is trial and error.
Yeah.
You can't get it right the first time. So a lot of trial and error. And then we told ourselves, okay, looks like online is not working. The most we can do online is awareness.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. As much as we try to boost, we try to do targeted marketing, inbound marketing and all that, we still need to touch customers.
Yeah.
So we went back to the drawing board and we said, okay, let's go and touch and meet customers on the ground.
Yeah.
So then we said that it doesn't work if you just sit at your table and wait.
Yeah.
You have to go out and engage customers. And that's what we did.
Yeah.
So we found that our product requires a lot of education.
Yep.
A big component of our marketing effort is towards that.
Yeah.
That's why when we did this, UCSI approached us. We had a session with them and some other private colleges as well. They wanted us to open this up to their students for them to see what's possible out there.
Yeah.
Thinking needs to be more out of the box rather than in little pigeonholes. So that's what we've done.
Yeah.
One of the main reasons why it works now is not so much because people's minds are opened up. It's purely community. Social media.
Yeah.
Social media has made it happen for us.
Yeah.
If 15 years ago, without social media, to do this is costly.
Yeah.
Because the cost of educating and engaging communities back then was just too much for small businesses to do.
Mm-hmm. Spread awareness.
Correct. Yeah, spread awareness. It's not so much people not knowing Star Wars. All this, I mean, Marvel's been around.
Yeah.
For ages. Been around. Ages.
Exactly. Yeah. I was reading Marvel and DC in the 70s. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's been around since those days. Yeah. So that's not it. It is technology and it is social media that made it happen. Yeah. Inbound marketing made it happen for us.
Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. easier to advertise your
exactly.
product.
It's easier to get the word out.
Yeah.
You need to engage
with
you
the community.
Talk. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Community approach has always been the one that got us going.
Do they benefit? How much do they benefit from that engagement? Like, is it purely exposure? Do they see any sort of financial benefit from working on the project?
I think it's mostly all that.
Both, yeah.
Because they have vested interest, because they also participate in creating stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Secondly, it helps their own community as well.
Yeah.
Because we help to showcase what's possible. Because we are, of course, members of the community. So it's a win-win for all participants.
Everyone gains, Everyone gains.
Yeah. For me, I feel young, you know, because I'm dealing with young people.
But also sci-fi has no age.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Try telling that to him.
What kinds of challenges are you guys facing with Unity Macroverse as a, not just as a business, but as a passion project as well?
Too little time.
Yeah.
So much.
Not enough time.
Yeah.
There's just too many things to do.
Yeah.
Now we've
too many stories to tell?
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
And we're getting a lot of people submitting. Like the other day, we had this young gentleman came to meet us in one of the stalls. So he's a diver. He's a diver that works for all those oil and gas to do exploration for their pipes. Mm-hmm. He came to me and said, look, I want to do merchandise on my diving equipment. Is there a way for you to incorporate me into your story so that I can start creating merchandise for this? And then we tell him, just... You can't create merchandise for the sake of the merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a story affinity tied to the merchandise to make it work for people to buy.
Yeah.
So we provide that.
Mm-hmm.
So guys coming in to create additional merchandise, they say, hey, can you create the story for me so that I can create merchandise? No problems. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys struggle with the typical, you know, it's local stigma that comes with a lot of our like local products and stuff? Because we have so many, have so many good bands, like musicians locally.
Oh, yes.
and
so many of them.
They don't go anywhere because we have this thing of, it's local, you know, it can't be that good.
No, in our case.
No?
No, because you see, when, give an example, last weekend we were at Publica, right?
Yeah.
We were at Publica, we was pushing our products in Publica. The amount of people that gave us a thumbs up and to say this is a local product was overwhelming.
Yeah. In fact, there was one guy who came to our booth. I can't remember where. Was it the MCOT Mall? He said, oh, yeah, I saw this ad on Facebook. I thought it was some foreign thing, so I just brushed it away. You mean it's local? Wow.
And they bought it.
Yeah.
Yes, we agree with local musicians. We ourselves are trying to help them out.
Yeah.
So what we do is we are also involved in that community in a sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of our videos that we churn out, the background music comes from them.
For Tank.
Yeah. For Tank,
yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I noticed that. So you put because he listens to a lot of metal.
Yeah.
Metal. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah
so
yeah.
you use one of the local bands to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we advertise, and you know what came out of it?
Yeah.
We had a band, a rock band from Singapore, asking us to do the same thing.
They actually paid us for an ad.
Yeah, they did. They did, which is cool. You know, pretty cool.
It's like, but okay, cool.
We tell the community, please. Think differently.
Yeah,
there are lots of ways to.
Even delivery of the stories, probably the fastest, cheapest, and simplest way is through comics, lah.
Yeah,
but nothing stopping from doing video.
Mm-hmm.
Can video audio? There's so much potential there.
Yeah,
motion comics.
Exactly. You were approached.
Yeah, I was approached for somebody asking me whether they'd be interested. They want to collaborate with us to do stop motion.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do wine coolage stuff. So they've been engaged to do some stuff on RTM and all that. So I said, look, let's do stop motion. So he's quite keen to look at it. So we said, okay, fine. We'll explore. We never say no.
Yeah.
There's so many things I want to ask you guys because sci-fi is it's like so wide and your story is so wide.
That's why we like it.
You guys print your stories on physical comic books. Yeah. Why? Like in an age when people are putting everything online, it's digital, it's cheaper to be online. Mm-hmm. Why print your comic books?
Because, simple reason, our first community we were involved in were communities of collectors.
Is that your target market?
Yes.
That was our original target market.
Yeah.
Original target market. It's moved now.
It's moved.
Yeah, it's expanded actually.
It is. It's dynamic.
Yeah,
that's why you need to touch your customers on a regular basis because demand changes. Nothing is cast in stone.
True.
You know, like say for example, it was collectors. Next thing you know, somebody comes to us and say, hey, look, I like your story, but I don't want any of these models.
Yeah. Any idea, any plans of going digital to put this stuff online?
Not for the moment.
Yeah.
Not for the moment. We like, a lot of them, when they come to us, they like the look and feel of the product.
Of the comic book.
Yes, because we do our surveys. We do ask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them say no. They want to touch. They want to own. They want to put it in their shelves.
Yeah, most of them don't want to buy online either.
So correct. Okay. Correct.
Since you guys are on air, and since you guys work with the community so much, if you could use this to sort of reach out to the community who may not know about Unity Macroverse yet, how would you pitch that? How would you reach out to them now?
It's nothing is impossible, but doing business like we've done, it's not about a person. Doing business works better in a community.
Yes.
You cannot do things alone. None of the successful entrepreneurs, successful big businesses have done it alone.
Yeah.
They've always had somebody with them, at least minimally.
Yeah, that's the main message. Yeah. Whatever you want to do, share.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you have to share
and you have to trust. It's difficult. But the trust must be there, because we don't want a situation where we keep looking behind our shoulders what people are up to. But if they do, it's beyond us.
Yeah.
That's for your internal stuff for you to manage, you know, as far as we're concerned, that's what we do.
Yeah.
So to reach out, yes, nothing's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Community is very important. It's best to grow together because you have multiplier effects there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And social media is such a good example of that. I will buy because someone says that it's good to buy and he's on my social media. So that's a good way to start.
Well, Unity, ma.
We welcome anyone. We welcome anyone to come and participate with us.
Yeah.
Awesome. Adli, Azlan, thank you for doing this. It's been a pleasure.
Right, thank you very much
for reaching out to us.
I've been speaking with Azlan and Adli, creators of a local comic book series called Unity Macroverse. Check out their social media pages for updates and whereabouts. And this interview is also available on podcast via the BFM website, which is bfm.my, or the BFM app, which you can get for free on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store, as well as on Spotify. You can look for us under the podcast section. This has been Arvind Yuvraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.